I'm Mike.
And I'm Medlock. This podcast isn't This Day in History. It's not political. It's not current event. It's not pop culture. It's not even sports. This is Beer and Shenanigans. So welcome to our trailer episode of Beer and Shenanigans. I'm Medlock.
And I'm Mike.
We're going to tell you a little bit about the format of the show as we go along, this being our trailer episode, just to give you a heads up on how things are going to go. First, we're going to give you how you can follow us on social media. First, you can go to facebook.com/beerandshenanigans, Twitter @shenaniganbeer, our hosting site, and we want to thank them, anchor.fm/beerandshenanigans. And our email address is beerandshenaniganspodcast@gmail.com. So we're going to go over the format a little bit. Mike, if you want to kind of go to, you know, one of our episodes and kind of tell a little bit how we're going to format with the beers and tell what the show is all about.
All right. So each week we're going to kind of review two beers, whether they be craft brew, microbrew. We're not really going to get into too many domestics, but...
There are some microbrews out there. It's really it's a smaller brewery, but it's not like your
main scale.
Yeah, like your run of the mill, go to the convenience store down the street, the local beer joint.
Get an 18 or 24 pack kind of thing.
Yeah, it's this stuff you can't get just anywhere. So
might kind of be a few of those thrown in, but for the most part, they're going to be kind of microbrews or craft brews.
So, Mike, kind of give us the format of how we're going to do each beer, and we're going to actually review, just kind of give you an idea of the format of the show by telling you a little bit about the beer we're drinking right now, which is Yuengling Traditional Lager. And a little bit about Yuengling, the reason we picked it for the trailer episode was that it is America's oldest brewery, and it's been around since 1829, kind of where it all started for America. And why beer is as popular as today because of Yuengling. So, Mike, kind of give us the idea of where we're going with this, with the Untappd and Beer Advocate websites that we're going to be doing, and we'll give you information on that while we're doing that in just a second.
Yeah, so we're gonna crack open the beer, try it, but during that time, we're going to tell you what we think, but we're also going to tell you what we can find about them, what the breweries actually say about them. For instance, the alcohol by volume, the IBUs, which is also international bittering units, which we can get into that later. But where they're located, ingredients, things like that, give you our opinion of the ratings. But we're going to source from Untappd and Beer Advocate. They have ratings on there.
So Untappd is untappd.com, untappd.com, or you can go to the Apple Store or the Play Store and download their app, sign up, and you can actually find us on the Untappd app at Beer and Shenanigans. Go on there and see what we've got on tap. That's going to be our tagline, so make sure you be ready for that. The Beer Advocate is beeradvocate.com, and these are the two main most... I'd say has the most amount of information about beer that we found so far. If anybody knows the website, you can message us through Facebook, facebook.com/beerandshenanigans, and give us an idea of another website. So, Mike, kind of give us a little idea about the traditional lager from Yuengling, G.G. Yuengling and Sons.
Well, it's they classify it as an American amber/red lager. It's a... it's a pretty common style. It has a little bit more complex flavor than your lagers, such as like Budweiser, for instance.
Yeah, and it does have a craft style taste to it.
It's got more of a depth of flavor than most of your domestic beers.
And it has a really good finish, too. It's not like a, like when you finish a beer and it's like, I got to go brush my teeth kind of thing. It gives you a good finish where you're willing to go out and say, hey, I'd like to have another one. Is, hey, waitress, give me another one.
Yeah. And the nice thing about it is it's got that craft style taste to it, but you can find it almost anywhere.
So from the website, we've got, this is actually from the Yingling.com website about the traditional lager. They say that it is a famous for its rich amber color and medium-bodied flavor with roasted caramel malt for a subtle sweetness and a combination of cluster and cascade hops. This true original delivers its well-balanced taste with a very distinct character. Born from a historic recipe that was resurrected in 1987, Yingling Traditional Lager is a true classic. And I've got to agree. I was like 05, 06, something like that, when we started coming around South Carolina. And, you know, the green bottle, you don't really see many green bottle beers, but it was my wife found it for me at grocery store. Brought it home and I fell in love with it. It's my go-to domestic. I like craft and microbrews. That's why we're doing this show. But that's my go-to domestic. And
yeah, for instance, me growing up, it's in Michigan. Yingling was a common place for me to see, so I never really thought much of it. But it's always one of those beers I go back to because it's that good.
Well, since you said that, let's give a little background on us. I'm from South Carolina, born and raised. Mike's from Michigan, so we've got a lot of diversity of the kind of beers that we've seen growing up, and well, not really. We don't say growing up, but from 21 up kind
of
thing.
Of course, yeah. Always keep it legal.
Yeah, always keep it legal, and we've got a disclaimer on that also, and I'll be telling you about in just a minute. But when you see the different beers that are around, there's some beers that if you're not in the southeast region of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia area that we're going to be starting off in, you're going to hear a lot of beers like, we'll give, say, Thomas Creek. Thomas Creek's a good one. It's one of our favorites. And they're located in Greenville, South Carolina. You won't see that just anywhere. And that's the cool part about it. That's why we want you people to go out to the Facebook page, the Twitter page, send us PMs and DMs, and let us know, hey, try this beer. I'll send you one.
Yeah, it's more likely something we've never heard of, and we'd be very interested to try it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of those things that we'll try anything out there. We've got an open mind. We're not. There's a few beers out there we've been like, I'm not a big fan of that. But
we won't call them out by name.
Yeah, we won't call them out. But if you see one, you say, hey, this is a really good beer. This is my area. Send us a PM, DM. We'll send you our shipping information, see if you can kind of see how we can get it to us. You know, we are located in South Carolina, and South Carolina is a backward state. So if you're in South Carolina, write your representative or congressman and say, hey, fix this, because beer is a big thing in South Carolina. So, Mike, kind of give us the idea of what Untappd, what people on Untappd and Beer Advocate are saying, and then we'll kind of give you our rating scale.
Well, on Untappd app gives it a 3.48 out of 5. And that's just based off of all the reviews they've received by the Untappd users on their format. Beer Advocate is a 3.42 out of 5. So.
And they're... Let's go back. Let's jump back here. The alcohol by volume percentage is 4.5, so it's not really a very high alcohol content, but it pairs well with the.
It's a nice beer to drink casually. Yes. You don't have to worry about getting snockered off of one beer.
That is a word, by the way. Snockered is a word.
Okay, good.
The IBU, International Bitterness Units, and what that is it tells you how the bitter taste of a beer. You know, you taste some beers and go, oh, that's just awful. More of your IPAs and some of your porters and stouts are going to have the higher IBUs. This one is actually kind of low. It's 16. There's not a out of scale, so there's not really a high. There's not really a low. So 16 is a pretty good number for someone that likes a good beer that you can just sit around on the front porch with you buddy and drink. So, Mike, so let's go into our rating scale. What we're going to give you is how many pints it is. So 1 out of 5 pints. Well, we didn't want to go with stars. We didn't want to go with numbers. We figured, hey, we're a beer podcast. Let's go with pints. So 1 out of 5, if it's really good, make it a 6-pack. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to stick along the lines of Untappd and Beer Advocate. I'd give it a 3.5.
Okay. I'm gonna go a little higher. I'm going to go with 4. I like I said, Yingling, really, it being America's oldest brewery, I'm going to give them a 4. So if anybody from Yingling hears this and you don't like it, hey, give us a holler. BeerAndShenaniganspodcast@gmail.com and let us know that, hey, we're wrong. If we're wrong, we'll admit it. But DJ Yingling and son, let us know. So, Mike, anything you want to kind of add to how the format of the show is going to go?
Well, I was just going to add, since this is kind of our first go at it, it's going to get polished up and cleaned up as far as...
That is correct.
What the way it progresses and things like that.
Yeah,
there's probably a lot of rambling right now, but we're gonna polish it up.
We are, give you an idea, we are recording this at the Southern Star Productions Podcast Networking Studio in South Carolina. So we're at basically it's my office at my house.
Middle of nowhere,
yes. And we're just a couple of good old boys that like beer, and we're going to tell you a little bit about it. We've got a different palate than some people, or most people, actually. Some people I grew up with, at least.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. We're not painting.
No, it's not that. Oh. It's a taste of it.
Oh, that palate. I got you.
Y'all have to excuse us. We're a little special sometimes. So, hope you are going to enjoy the show, but we want to give you our disclaimer that if you decide you want to drink beer, if you don't want to hear this sound, we remind you not to drink and drive. Please drink responsibly. Always have a designated driver. And that's what we have here on tap this week. Don't forget to spread the word about the show. Hit the subscribe button and leave us a 5-star rating. And I'm Medlock.
I'm Mike.
This is Beer and Shenanigans.